This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. The average person today faces a myriad of different pressures. For some, I'm sure it feels like they're living in a pressure cooker. We know the stresses of daily life, many finding themselves under stress and the pressures they thought they'd never encounter. There's financial matters, relationship, jobs, health, emotional stress, and one pile just comes on top of another. So the tensions of life have been tough on many people. And maybe you're in a battle for your health today. Maybe you're feeling the pressure of not getting anywhere. And you wonder why you don't have any sense of direction. And feeling the pressure of life is something that I think many of us have in common. But we really cannot avoid these pressures. No matter how carefully we might plan our day, unexpected things happen. It's interesting that what pressure does is squeeze out what's inside. Like the lumps of coal thrive under pressure to become beautiful, precious diamonds. And olives, they release their oil when they're crushed. And when you think about it, that applies to life. We do need some pressure, not too much, but we do need some pressure to keep going in life and to reach our potential to stop us from becoming stale. And I believe the Bible too has some answers to this dilemma of the pressure cooker of life. Philippians 4:6 says, "Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God." And another translation says, "In every circumstance, continue to make your wants known to God." So what that says is that God wants us to bring every pressure or stress to Him in prayer. God will meet me at my level of understanding and take me into a deeper relationship with Him. And the more that I release to Him, the more of the inner peace of God that I experience. So don't forget that God will often give you people who can help. These are special friends who can show you how to cope, a little bit of humor perhaps, someone to listen to, big shoulders, people who really care. And sometimes we do need the professionals like the doctors, the psychologists, the psychiatrists. And that's because God brings healing to our inner beings through these professionals working with us, because they actually can work through issues that we can't see or do ourselves. So talking about this, I think, gets it out in the open, and perhaps slowly at first we can end up managing the pressures. So we must control these pressures, you know, or they will end up controlling us. We've got to take the active steps to relieve this inner turmoil and to deal with the outward circumstances. I want to assure you this morning that God is a loving God. He holds the universe together, yeah, but He has a personal concern for you. And He has the power and the love to help you manage your life. So we all have pressure. Sometimes it comes from this unavoidable stuff of everyday life. Perhaps bad decisions are made, or poor planning, or wrong values, selfishness. Sometimes we don't allow God to guide us. But the love of God comes to us very clearly in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the image of God who came to earth in flesh, and He gave His life on the cross. So that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul, who said that we're hard pressed on every side. That's another way of saying, yes, we've got the pressure cooker of life, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. We might be persecuted. We're not abandoned. We're struck down, but we're not destroyed. So there was certainly a lot of pressure. So the most stressed people are those often who don't have a purpose. They're just sort of tossed about. Everyone operates under one of two principles. Priorities, do you have some priorities in your life? Or pressures, the two P's. And if you don't decide in your life what's important and what you want to accomplish, then other people will probably decide that for you. So have a plan. You don't like getting to the end of the day and wondering, well, what have I actually accomplished? Being busy doesn't mean that you're actually achieving anything significant. So in the pressure cooker of life, allow God to come and bring His work. Lord, I don't know really what's in store for me today or what the day holds, but I am certain of Your presence. Enable me to stand in Your truth. And I want Your love, Lord, and Your blessing to cover everything I do. I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.